letters of the Rebbe. This is letter number 1639. This is a letter addressed to Rafal Nachman Sheyichya Koyen Khan. This is on the 16th day of Sivan, Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe gives him the titles, and he says like this: I with pleasantness, I received your letter from the eve of Shavuos, in which you're notifying that you entered a new home. And may it be the will of Hashem, blessed, that when you change a place, you also change your fortune for the good. That is both in proper health and also in other matters that are needed. And I hope to Hashem that you will be able to notify me good news about this. Number two. As you see, number one is missing over here, so we only have what they printed here. Base, number two. I'm surprised that you don't mention anything about how the order in the yeshiva in Tel Aviv, that was the yeshiva at the time. I'm sure the Rebbe said that you got additional, and the studies are going and increasing, and they're going properly. And I said many times, the Rebbe says, when you add the number of students below, over here, so then from above, they add, and the Hashem helps you find the means, the necessary physical means, to support this. I hope for good news that Hashem has increased your territory, that there's good students, successful ones, in the study of Torah, with Yira Shemayim, with fear of heaven. Now, here we come again to a similar situation. He's asking the Rebbe, should they learn secular studies in the yeshiva? So, the Rebbe says, in general, this is not something that we should try use perfection in. This is something which is actually to do the hiddur is yuguna. It's not something that is praiseworthy. But the Rebbe says, just general, it's very difficult for me to tell you specifics about there. I don't know the actual order of the studies in this now, and also I don't know what the demand is about this. But the Rebbe says, and this is what the Rebbe taught in general, we see over here, that the time has come that you should be a little bit more confident by yourself, or the Rebbe uses the word breiter bazich, meaning wider. The Rebbe says it would be fitting, actually, that you should starting this mind frame of not being afraid of everything that you do and being worried and things like that, but to expand in this, because the verse says, Rebbe quotes from the verse here, Hashem is with us, so what does the pasuk says? Don't be afraid. Al tirom, which is, it talks about in the Chumash of not being afraid from the people. The Meraglim came back with the worry that we won't be able to do it, and Hashem says, Hashem is with us, don't be afraid. So, basically, and this is something that the Rebbe has taught, to not to be afraid of what you believe in, and in your principles, you know, you can go ahead and open it. Especially the Rebbe says that we see vividly how we are successful. Everything that you do with truth, without motivation, without ulterior motives, even in those matters, there is people who are intellectuals who know. They said, they understand, and they projected. And people that have, you know, behind the scenes people, they said it's impossible, and still you were successful. You know, everybody, the doomsayers, and you were successful. So for sure, that it has to come this confidence or this breitkeit from this, especially those matters which our Rebbe, our leader, referring to the Friedrich Rebbe, all the Rebbes, made it like a very important thing, sufficient, the Rebbe says. Further, the Rebbe tells him, I thank you for the story, what the Rebbe Rashab told Rebbe Shmuel Groinem, all of Asholem. And the Rebbe says, for sure, if you have in your memory additional these such beautiful stories or these things, please write them down. And the Rebbe said, I'm also giving you here, attaching some of my words, a copy of the words that I said to those who came to comfort me on the 19th of the year. That's in the Rebbe's loss for his brother when the Rebbe was sitting Shiva. And Hashem should merit each one of us that we should be able to tell each other only good news all the days. Good blessing for good health. Now, this Rabbi Kahn actually wrote a book. He has a book of stories of his memories. And Rabbi Kahn's son was the head Chozer, that is the Rebbe's, the one who reviews the Rebbe's books. He wrote an encyclopedia on Hasidic work. He's considered to be a major brain, especially in the Hasidic teaching. And, Hashem should give him a good health and long life. I mean, he's elderly now, but Baruch Hashem, he's still going strong. So, should hear good news from him.